You know, it used to be just Jeopardy and the Newlywed Game, right? That's all the competition shows we had. And then all of a sudden, you get Survivor and The Final Straw, America's Got Talent, Dancing with Myself, Don't Forget the Lyrics, MasterChef. The possibilities are endless with these unscripted television shows of competition. In fact, there's over 750 different so-called reality shows that now fill the cable and network TV. 750. Seriously, isn't life enough of a reality show for us? Because able-bodied or not, muscular or not, talented or not, good-looking or not, we all share the one common lifelong competition: the quest for the mother of all finish lines, the crown of all crowns, to be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. That's reality. Now, there's an argument, and a legitimate one, of course, that crossing that finish line, receiving that crown of all crowns, relies solely upon the love of God, because no one, not even the saintliest among us, could possibly get there without the love of God, right? And it's true that there is an inclusivity of that love of God that's hard for our human minds to capture, that God loves all people completely, fully, without any condition. Everyone, no matter how good or bad, how moral or immoral, how law-abiding or criminal the world might judge them, it does not change. The mercy and the love of God for them is unending. And folks, I will preach that 1,000 times in my years with you, and I hope it gets so ingrained in your hearts and minds you can't possibly forget it. The love of God. We cannot earn it. There's nothing we can do in order to bargain for it. Nothing we can do to make God love us anymore. There's not a thing we can do that will make God love us any less. But, and it's a big but, that love comes with expectation. God does not want to be a part of your life. He wants it all. Not an hour a week, not an hour a day, all of it. See, from the very beginning, God made it very clear that he was not picky about who shows up at the gates. He told the people of Jerusalem that he's going to literally send out your fugitives to the east and the west, the north and the south, and they will invite foreigners, people who've never heard of my name before, and they will be welcomed into the city of Jerusalem. But God also made it abundantly clear that from the very beginning, there was expectations, not conditions of his love, but expectations in response to that love of God. And for us, my brothers and sisters, that will never, ever change. God's love, if we accept it, is going to take us to places that we could hardly imagine, and sometimes places we would rather not go. But our call is to reflect that love of God in our lives, that we live that love of God every hour of our day, in every decision we make, in every relationship that we have, in every challenge that we face. You see, God will never stop loving us. That love of God, that invitation to live and through that love never, ever changes. So that final entrance to that kingdom of heaven, that decision is not so much in God's hands as it is in ours. And it's not simply answered at the time of our death. It's answered right now in how we respond to that love of God today. It's not about being perfect, but it is about willing to accept the discipline and the correction that that love calls upon us. It's not about being the best, but it is about being humble and sometimes contrite. It's not about winning, but it is about enduring, about holding on to the end. It's not about being first, it's about being faithful. It is the ultimate, unscripted game show and the only one we can truly call reality.